Well, today, August 1st, is the feast day of one of the great bishops and doctors of the church, an amazing spiritual writer and a great writer in moral theology, patron saint of confessors, and his name was Saint Alphonsus de Liguori. He was born in Naples in the year 1696 into a very well-known, prestigious, and noble family, the Liguori family. And his father was an officer in the Royal Navy. When he was baptized, they named him Alphonsus, Mary, Anthony, John, Francis, Cosmos, Damien, Michael, Casper, de Liguori. But they called him Al for short. He was a genius. He began his studies as a lawyer at the age of 13. At the age of 16, he got his law degree, as well as his canon law degree, so he did a double doctorate at the same time. At the age of 16, imagine that, passing the bar and getting his law degree and canon law degree at that young age, while still basically in what we would consider high school. He practiced law for 10 years, but then he was so discouraged by the corruption within that, he felt the Lord was calling him to become a priest. So he gave up his practice in law and became a diocesan priest. He was known for giving parish missions, for his preaching, for hearing confessions. He was loved music and poetry and wonderful sense of humor, very friendly and quiet priest. He then founded the Redemptorist Order, the Society of the Holy Redeemer, became known as the Redemptorist, a group of men that would primarily do parish missions and retreats, and they would do these whether it be in the slums of the big cities of Italy or out in the country in the rural areas. So 1732 is the Order of Christ the Redeemer founded. A number of years later, the Pope chose him to become a bishop. He tried to refuse, but the Pope said, no, you must accept this, so he did. But he continued doing his writing all this time, and I'll mention that in a moment. So as a bishop, he took his very lax diocese and was helping to reform the priests and the parishes. He promoted regular confession. He transformed the seminary and reformed that, and continued to do this up until he was basically 90 years of age. At the age of 80, his health started to break down. He had a terrible, I guess what we would call osteoporosis. He was so badly bent over that his neck touched his chest and even caused a wound in his chest. So by the end of his life, he was very old, crippled, deaf, and mostly blind as well. And there were problems in his religious order. They made him sign a document that kicked him out of his own order. Eventually, some of this was worked out. But for the last 18 months of his life, he experienced what's called the dark night of the soul, this sort of feelings of abandonment by God and feelings of darkness and temptations against the virtue of faith. He had to battle with scrupulosity and fears. But then at the end of his life, he received great consolation, great joys and ecstasies in a mystical way from the Lord. He died at the age of 90, and again, so praised by the Pope and the other, the magisterium of the day. He was beatified in 1816, canonized in 1839, and declared a doctor of the church in 1871, and in 1950, declared the patron saint of all moral theologians. And as I mentioned, during his life, he was such an avid writer, and he was so prolific. This is just one of his books. He wrote a three-volume set of moral theology, and that was used for the next couple hundred years in the church. And this three-volume set, he had references to 800 authors and over 70,000 different references. So when he wrote like an encyclopedia. That's how brilliant he was. He was like in today's gospel, the head of the household who brings from his storeroom both the old and the new. He was able to use sacred scripture, the fathers of the church, the doctors of the church, the writings of the saints. And so when you read Alfonso Liguori, what you find is that you will be so steeped in scripture, as well as church doctrine, apologetics, spirituality, the lives and writings of the saints. This is one of the 22 volumes that he wrote. Imagine that. And I'll just mention some of the books that he wrote in case you're interested in some of these topics. He wrote an entire book on preparation for death, another one called The Way of Salvation and Perfection, which really goes through the purgative, illuminative, and unitive way. He wrote an entire book on prayer, another book on the incarnation, the birth and infancy of Christ, another book on the passion and death of Christ, a whole book on the Holy Eucharist, an entire book on the Blessed Mother called The Glories of Mary, which is considered one of the greatest books ever written on the Blessed Mother, along with De Montfort's True Devotion. He wrote a book on the martyrs, another one on for religious sisters in the convent, another book for the priesthood, an entire book on the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, a book on the Divine Office, on preaching. Then he has a whole book of his Sunday sermons, and then two or three other books, four volumes of books of letters that he wrote, and then other books that have to do with his religious order, the Redemptorist, and like the rules and regulations of that. But so when you see the amazing writings of this great saint, Saint Alphonsus Liguori, so I encourage you to maybe pick up one of his books, and you'll be amazed when you read any of his books just how much there is of wisdom and knowledge of scripture and the lives of the saints in the writings of this great saint. And so we pray today, Saint Alphonsus Liguori, pray for us.